When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat, literally. But don't sweat it, Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It is a great time to be a San Diego Padres fan. What a stretch the Padres are on right now. It continues in the second half. They are getting closer to that postseason, folks. It's becoming close to a formality. I said if they go 4.5 up in a playoff spot, I'm going to punch their ticket. That's where I am right now with this team. Not a guarantee, but as close as you're going to get to a guarantee. Look at Jim with his thumbs up. But a big win over Houston coupled with another Atlanta loss, Arizona loss. You're looking at that four seed right now. You're 2.5 games up in that four seed. Yeah, the Dodgers won, but everything is really going perfectly right now for the Padres. They win. Yu Darvish, Jerks, and Profar 4-for-4. We'll talk about Luis Arias, who was nicked up, banged up in this game. Robert Suarez bouncing back. So as you make your way in, we just passed 7,000 subscribers. This is the best time of the year. If you haven't subscribed, please do so. There's 250 of you here immediately as we start the show. Please subscribe if you haven't. We have year-round content for you if you're a Padres fan, if you're a baseball fan. Smash the like button for us. We're going to need like 500 likes on this video. Padres are rolling. Follow us on X at John Schaefer, at Jim Russell SD. Thank you for the super chats. We've seen from Chucky D, from Evan. We'll get to all of them, I promise. If you want to control the direction of the conversation, if you want to see your comment on screen, if you just want to support the channel, please click the dollar sign below the chat box. You can become a member by clicking join down below. The train keeps chugging along, Jim. I mean, they're 36-15 in their last 51 games. They're heading for the postseason in 2024, and everything is still in front of this team.
I want to start with, you probably wouldn't expect me to start here, Yu Darvish, okay?
Sure, I would.
This dude didn't pitch for how many months? His last start before he went on the restricted list was May 29th. His next start was September 4th. And two starts after his return, he goes out there, goes 6 shutout, 2 walks, 3 strikeouts, 3 hits, picks up the win. I mean, for a guy who didn't pitch for 3 months, and then his third start back from not, and he didn't even throw during his time off. He said I threw here and there, but it wasn't a lot. Like, you know, the things that he was dealing with off the field were more important, and he rarely threw bullpens. And he gets back, and his third outing, he goes 6 shutout. Like, I mean,
you remember, I was like, that's why I was always saying real quick, like, that's why I'm like, if you Darvish is healthy, he's not in a postseason rotation. And like,
well, I needed to see it. I needed to see him actually go out here. And
this was always a possibility.
It was, but you know, saying it is easier said than seeing it. I think seeing it now, like even his last start wasn't the greatest. 5 innings, 7 hits, 2 runs, like, but he had 5 strikeouts, no walks. Tonight was like vintage you on in his last start as well. I think he threw like 60 something pitches and then this start tonight, you know, he throws 79 pitches in 6 innings. Like they are really going to have the best problem ever to figure out who the hell is going to be starting in the wild card round. Cause they got four dudes right now.
A good problem, but they're going to have a huge problem with it. I don't know what I would do. I really don't. I have no idea. What I probably do right now is make sure I do everything in my power to lock up that number 4 seed, even if it means throwing one of my top 4 in that final 3-game series against Arizona to wrap up that top 4 seed. And once I've done that, you're right. One of those 4 pitchers isn't starting. It just a fact of life. It might be a 2-game series to your point, or even if it's a 3-game series, one of those 4 isn't starting. I mean, maybe they're piggybacking or coming on in relief, or maybe they're just healthy and ready for the next round, assuming you win it. But I'm with you on Darvish, man. I mean, he was really, really good against a good team tonight.
He was fantastic. This offense feels inevitable. Like, you can't make any mistakes against them or they're going to make you pay. Jackson Merrill continues to cement his rookie of the year. Paul Skenes pitched really good tonight, but he got the loss. I mean, Skenes is going to have some amazing numbers at the end of the year. I mean, it's going to be an interesting vote, but Jackson Merrill should win it. He homers again tonight. Jerks and Profar, 4 for 4. Manny, every time with a plate, you feel like he's going to come through and do something. Luis Arraez, hopefully the leg's okay or wherever he got.
That was a little scary.
Banged up, but
he hit his knee on home plate.
Yeah. And then he struck out tonight. So, guy's a bum.
Oh, guy's been terrible.
But overall, I mean, great game one against a team that, like, realistically, you can meet them in the World Series. Like, it's not out of stretch to say that this could be a World Series preview. And then the biggest story probably of the night that everyone will be talking about first thing tomorrow will be Robert Suarez clean, easy save in the ninth. Maybe.
I mean, we'll see on, I'm still very curious on Suarez. I just am.
Oh, I am like, too.
I'm going to need to see it. I mean, we're going to be talking about Robert Suarez from now until the day the season ends. That's just my feeling, because that's what happens with ninth inning guys. He's either going to come through in big spots for this team or he's not. And either way, we're going to be talking about him. But this was just a really good, clean enough game. I mean, the 13 hits and, you know, Houston didn't score until the eighth inning and then they get out of that jam. They very well could have gone down in that eighth inning. I mean, it was hairy there briefly as Houston, you know, scored and then had a chance to score more. And then they, you know, Profar with the insurance of the home run. And Profar, I mean, every single time you want to doubt him, he comes up with a game like this where he goes 4 for 4. So, okay, there's about 500 people here live. Please subscribe. There are 11 Padres games remaining. They can clinch a playoff spot as early as Friday with perfect results. But you could argue right now with a magic number of 6. With a magic number of 6, I mean, they're kind of pacing with the White Sox coming. I think they're pacing to potentially get this thing done on the homestand. No guarantee, but they absolutely have a possibility of getting this done on the homestand. So please subscribe here on Content for Padres fans. Thank you for the super chats. Click the dollar sign below the chat box like Chucky D, who says, Suarez, never a doubt in my mind. P.S. changeup. We don't need no stinking changeups. He only threw how many pitches in that 8? Ninth inning?
I think 8.
Yeah. So it was good. It was great. It was 7-8-9 in the lineup. It was a 2-run game because of Profar, and it was good. He needed a night that was easy and clean, and he got that tonight against the Astros.
Yeah, it was how you draw it up. If you're Mike Schilt, starter gives you 6, you go Adam Scott Suarez and pick up the win. You know, Tanner Scott did not have his best stuff tonight.
No, he's not.
Jason Adam, by the way, John, this guy has had an incredible year, just an incredible season. He's appeared in 69 games. Very nice. 69 innings pitched. Very nice. 77 strikeouts. His whip. You know what it is off the top of your head?
I'm going to guess the way you talk, 0.879.
Try 0.80. this guy's nasty.
Now, I was scared when he happened. Yeah, like the cleat got stuck there. That scared me, he stayed in and was apparently fine. But
his opponent batting average this year is 155. Maybe. And a 0.8 whip.
Yeah. Again, these are all good things for the Padres. I mean, again, I go back to what Preller did at the deadline, and he wasn't thinking about getting in. He was like, let me put together a team that, once we're in the postseason, is dangerous.
How many times
flat out dangerous with a lead?
How many times have I talked about like that Royals team that won the World Series that 2015, I think it was?
You've talked about it a lot.
That bullpen was incredible. If you don't believe me, go look it up. They basically had three dudes in the back of their bullpen that they rode to a World Series victory. I mean, those guys were unhittable that year. They didn't have much starting pitching. The Padres team and roster is infinitely better than that World Series roster for the Royals that season. But the one thing that the Royals had was three dominant relievers at the back of your bullpen. Now, I can't say the same thing about this bullpen because I'm not going to say Robert Suarez is pitching dominant right now, but Jason Adam is dominant. I think Tanner Scott, while he's a little shaky, dude still has a 1.6 ERA. Like he's been very, very reliable and very good.
Absolutely.
These guys are just nasty coming out of the pen, you know? And if Robert Suarez can fix whatever little issues he's dealing with and become the Robert Suarez of the first half instead of the Robert Suarez of the last month and a half. I mean, yeah, Herrera, Davis, Holland, those guys were insane. And this group right here, these three guys, ASS, whatever you want to call it, the acronym, right? If you can get these guys all pitching at an elite level at the same time, you could ride these three. I mean, I'm taking these guys over anybody in the postseason. It's a six inning game if that's what happens, and that's what's so valuable for this team.
It's a six inning game as long as there's no hiccups.
I mean, it is a six inning game.
Because, like you said, with Kansas City, there were no hiccups. Mm-hmm. It's a six inning game if they're capable of doing that, and they're capable based on what we've seen in the regular season. But they're just kind of, the thing is, you have no margin in these three game series, and you got a 2-1 lead against Arizona in game one. You just have to win the game. So yep. Hopefully they're capable of – hopefully they create separation with their offense. Let's get back to the Supers. Evan, thank you. He says, one total earned run in the rotation's last four starts. I mean, they nearly shut out the Giants for an entire series, folks. Yeah. If they're pitching like this in October, the sky is the limit. That's spot on. And this offense is more than good enough with elite pitching to blow people out. Mm-hmm. And with elite pitching, they should not lose. When their starters are going six innings, one run, and they have this bullpen, they should be winning with 90% hit rates, even in the postseason against good teams. So, I mean, Evan's point is spot on.
So I just saw this on Twitter from Clark.
Clark.
I don't think I follow him. I see it on my For You page. Anyway, he posted that after tonight's win, the Padres' playoff odds have jumped to 99% per Fangraphs. They have a per Fangraphs 9.6% to win the World Series, third best in the National League behind the Phillies and Dodgers.
It was over 10% yesterday, but we'll still take it.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, I mean,
I think it's the fourth best in baseball.
Yeah. I know that they're right now a wild card team, but as far as teams that, have the best chances to win the World Series, Padres are up in that top echelon of teams, in my mind. When you think of the top tier, it's Dodgers, Phillies, Padres, Yankees. I don't know about Baltimore.
No, that's the top tier.
That's right there.
But here's the problem. Because of where you're situated, by the second round of the postseason, you have to play one of the other quote unquote contenders. If there's a big four, let's just pretend like it is, one in the American League and three in the National League, you have to play one of the others in the second round should you get there. So right. Not that it's a problem, but you're just going through a very good team like yourself in order to get even to a championship series. I mean, think about that. Either Philadelphia or LA. Like, let's just walk through that. Either Philadelphia or LA. Is this right? No, it's not right. But I'm saying, like, you might not make a championship series because you're going through Philadelphia or LA.
But they right? have to, yeah, but again.
Or the same thing on the other way. The same thing. The Phillies or the Dodgers might not make a championship series because they're going through San Diego. But, like, that just puts things kind of in perspective. Like, not all those teams can be – I mean, of those quote-unquote big four, one of them can't even make it to a championship series.
Yeah, I know, which is crazy. Because how the seeding works and everything. But I will go into this postseason. And, yeah, there's a week and a half left, so a lot can change in a week and a half. But as of right now, I am more on the attack with the Padres than the defense. Like, I'm more like, you got to face the Padres instead of the Padres have to face X. You know, like, yeah, going and starting a series on the road, not ideal. But at the same time, this team has been a great road team all year long. Phillies do scare me the most out of the, you know, the top echelon teams in the National League over the Dodgers, in my opinion. So, like, yeah, that would be a tough series in a divisional round, best of five. But, like, I will stand here and say that this Padres team is dangerous, whoever they face.
I kind of like the idea of going through the Phillies because of 2022. I don't mind the idea of going through the Dodgers because you've played them a lot and had success, and they've had starting pitching injuries. I'm with you. They should be on the attack. Nobody is quote-unquote scary. It's just they're going to be good series potentially, even if you are a really good team. The Beef, thank you so much, man, for the very generous super chat. We appreciate you. And again, guys, if you are here right now, there's 600 of you here right now live. Please subscribe. All we ask is if you subscribe and smash the like button. If you're willing to do that for us, we appreciate you. So please subscribe. We're trying to get to 8,000 subscribers by the postseason. So please subscribe. Then that's a heavy lift. So please subscribe. If you are here, the Beef says huge win. Bros, this is our year. Prayers for our eyes, but this team is special. Well, he better be healthy. I mean, let me just say that. Yeah. You looks great. WC pitching, Joe.
Wild card pitching, Joe. Cease.
Oh, for the walk around, Joe, CCU. Yeah. We'll talk about that. Nice to have a plethora of good pitching. So pumped. Let's go. So that would leave King out.
Which, like you've said all along, I mean, if we're going to go that
he's
route,
the pop.
He's the guy that has pitched out of the bullpen, and he's the guy that I guess you could adapt easiest out of those four because you out of the bullpen, not happening. Joe out of the bullpen, no. Cease of the bullpen, no.
Right.
I mean, it's crazy to think that, right? Because Michael King, you could argue, has had the best, most consistent year out of all the starting pitchers on this team, even though Dylan Cease has thrown a no-hitter and he has 200-plus strikeouts. But Michael King has been so damn good all season long for this team, and to think that he's not going to get a start in the wild card round. Like that's crazy. But at the same time, then guess what? You have a Michael King on full rest for game one of the DS round. If you get there.
Honestly, dude, I'm not going to cry over spilled milk if they don't win in the wild card round and say, well, why didn't they pitch Darvish? Why didn't they pitch King? There's no right answer. Like, you pitch King and you lose. You say, why don't you pitch Darvish? You pitch Darvish and you lose. Why don't you pitch King?
And Yarvish.
But I mean, there's no, like, to me, that's going to be completely, honestly, that's going to be such Monday morning quarterbacking and the easiest thing in the world to do because one of those four guys doesn't start. So if you don't win the series, it's the easiest thing in the world to be like, how could you not pitch Joe Musgrove in that series? Like, obviously, someone's not going to pitch.
Truthfully, I don't. Just because of who they have, if they were to happen to lose the wild card series, I don't know if I would. The first thing I would say is, well, they should have pitched X pitcher who didn't pitch. I think there's going to be other factors.
I'll stand by and wait for that.
I know, but unless they Cease implodes or someone implodes. But
whose fault is that if Cease implodes? The organization?
again, to sit here and be like, yeah, Dylan Cease isn't pitching. You're like, what?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Vector 53, thanks, man. He says, happy for you. Hope this momentum continues. Remember what we were saying in August? I'm like, there's just no way this guy doesn't return. Like, you're 38. How many opportunities are you going to have to win a World Series? And he's come back motivated. And off that first start, there was a hiccup in that one, but he's been awesome. And it is great for you, Darvish. And it's great for the San Diego Padres. And I hope he plays a meaningful role in the postseason. I know this, if they're going to win the World Series or get to one, he will have a couple of massive starts. I know that. So I don't know what he's going to do in the wild card round. He might not even pitch in it, but to get to a World Series, Yu Darvish is going to need to make two or three really good outings, would be my guess.
Yeah, and if he's ramping it up now and he's going to be pitching like this, like he did tonight for his final, two starts of the year? Mm-hmm. Like, that's huge. And maybe they view it as that final series against the D-backs will probably be for the four seed, unless the D-backs just fall off a cliff here and the Padres can wrap it up.
I mean, you're 2.5 up. If you go into a 3.5 up, you've clinched it.
Yeah. And if you'd have Darvish in your back pocket for potentially the final day of the season, if that would mean winner takes the four seed, you know?
True.
And that's not a bad thing to have at all, is like, okay, who are we going to have to pitch on the final day of the year if we have to have a winner takes the four seed and gets home field? And then the three others that we have ready to go will be in the wild card round. And then hopefully, you know, we get past the wild card round and whoever started that Sunday to get us the four seed will start game one on Friday. So it all can work out. They just got, they're going to have to decide like how it's going to shape up.
Yeah, that's all said. Every so often, appreciate you hanging out. I know you were very active last night. We thank you for being here again here tonight. Thank you for the super. He says, first game in a long time with umps favoring the Padres. I did notice a couple of pitches that extended sequences. It is funny how it seems like when you watch 150 games, you're like, why are the umpires always screwing the Padres? But
right,
that's a fair assessment here tonight. So thank you every so often. Thank you, Trevor. This might be a super sticker that doesn't show up in our software, but we do appreciate your support of the channel. He followed up actually with this. Thank you, Trevor. He says, I think it's paramount to clinch a spot before that crazy finish. My heart couldn't handle it being in jeopardy going into LA and Arizona. I don't think, here's what I do know, Jim. Even if they don't technically clinch coming out of this homestand, nothing's in jeopardy next week in LA because their magic number is going to be like, what's a high magic number going to LA? Three. So they'll be in good shape even if they don't clinch. I'm not going to be sitting there the first game of the LA series being like their postseason lives are on the line because they didn't clinch at Petco, if that makes sense. Because their magic number should only be one or two or three even if they don't clinch at Petco this week.
I mean, they're just
on the White Sox.
They're just a freight train right now. I mean, I'm already penciling in a sweep this weekend versus the White Sox. And you take one of the next two from the Astros here or Golden. Shoot. I mean, if you can figure a way to go perfect on this homestand, I mean, you're sitting pretty and you'll be celebrating on over the weekend. They're on such a roll. And frankly, they picked it back up because up until game one against the Giants last Friday, they were on a stretch where they were 13-12 in the last 25 since they went 19-3 to start the second half. So you're like
4-0 in their last four. Yep.
So you're like, okay, can we pick it up a little more here? Cause you know, playing 500 ball down the stretch, that's not going to guarantee you the four seed. And frankly, it would have been probably down to the wire here to get the four seed if they were to play that way, but they've picked it up. They did what they needed to do over the weekend against an average baseball team, kind of a bad baseball team, truthfully. And then you get game one tonight. If you can win one of the next two, you pick up that. You sweep the White Sox. Then you're, 7-1 in your last eight games heading to your final road trip of the season?
Yep.
Again, like that's a flip-the-switch type of mentality right there.
Yeah, I agree. The Beef, thanks again, man. He says, if any of the three have a bad inning in the wild card, Ling can cover their innings. if not bullpen,
Ling,
where he's rested. I don't know who Ling is. If not bullpen, or he's rested for number four in the NLCS, win-win. I guess Ling could do that. We haven't even talked about Ling much this year.
I think you might say King.
Or Ling.
Because the K on the keyboard is right next to the L. So like he may have said you. L instead of King.
Or so
L
Ling could do K. it.
Ling could do it, but yeah. I would prefer King.
I don't know. Either or, like TBD. They're all effective.
Do you think Ling's going to be the X factor in the postseason?
No, I think it's going to be Brandon Lockford or whoever the hell that guy is.
great defensively, John.
Yo, man, this guy runs. Like
oh, man.
Wind.
Have you seen him run?
He's got 80 speed, Jim. I heard it today. Yeah, David.
Me too. 80 speed. Holy shit.
David, thank you. He says $20 bounty for San Diego lot pick from Musgrove Locker.
$20 bounty for San Diego lot pick. Can you guys? Okay, what's going on here? We can't interpret what you guys are going to say if you don't spell it correctly. I can't spell, but like, what is this stuff?
Thank you, David. Jeffrey, appreciate you, man. He says, win in two, so wildcard pitching doesn't matter. Well, that's always the dream scenario. Then your number three starter is all of a sudden your game one starter. Yeah, I mean, you have just more rest and more available to you when you start that DS series against a rested team. Like if you're playing the Phillies or you're playing the Dodgers, they're just sitting around for 6 days. So they can set their rotation. You cannot. By playing a wild card round, you can't set your rotation. Yeah. So, yeah, winning in two is better than winning in three. Just like, you know, having 20 pounds of muscle is better than like 15. Weird analogy, but you get the point.
Yeah, just don't lose in the postseason. Just never lose a game. Just go.
Right, like Jim said, go 6-0 in the homestand. If they don't lose in the postseason, they're going to be in great shape this year.
Yeah, and just go, what would you, 16-0?
No, because it's the best of three and a best of five and a best of seven and a best of seven. It is a
5-9-13.
13-0,
16-0. You're
such an idiot.
Sorry.
What is this, like the NBA playoffs? Jared, thank you.
For a second.
Appreciate the membership. Appreciate the super chat. Guys, if you are here, 650 of you are, please subscribe. Year-round content for Padres fans. Thank you for the super chats. Click the dollar sign below the chat box like Jared did. He says, what a game. On the trolley home now. That's awesome. Jared, he says, Padres need to just ride this into October. Everyone contributing. Darvish looked incredible. LFGSD. Like, I'm just like this. Like, just cross everything because everything is working out. Like, I'm not worried about Kim. Slightly worried about Suarez, but I can push that off for another day at this point. Am I worried about Ariza's knee? Yeah, because I worry. I'm a worrier. Mm-hmm. But I there's not a lot to worry about, and I'm a worrier.
Yeah, I know you are. this run that they're on, I saw Darnay tweet something along the lines of, like, when's the last time the Padres have had a prolonged stretch of, like, this type of baseball where every night is fun or every night they're just have a chance to win and you think they're going to win and they have big moments and clutch hits and, you know, players are breaking records. And it's like, when's the last time this has happened?
Not in stretch run. It doesn't. It happened first half 2022. It happened first half 2021. It happened for a lot of 2020.
Stretch run is probably more the question. Run, like, yeah. When's the last time in a stretch run heading into the postseason?
Not 98. They were playing like crap. Right. So you tell me, 96, 84. It's not sooner.
For me.
It's not sooner. It's not. Yeah, I mean, it's basically a one of one that's playing out right now.
04 through 07. I mean, those teams.
Give me a break.
Yeah.
Is any of this?
One of the teams won 82 games mid the postseason. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. It's not 36-15 to close. Ben, thank you. He says, careful counting out the White Sox. This is interesting. They're heating up. Just
third straight.
Straight tonight. They beat the Angels tonight. They doubled them up 8-4 on their push not to set the Major League Baseball single season loss record, which is?
Break up the White Sox.
Yeah, completely break them up. I mean, that's – am I scared? No, I'm really not. And they're playing the Angels.
Yeah, the Padres are a different animal than the Angels.
You know what? Even in a worst-case scenario where you win 2 out of 3, whatever, you're closer to the postseason, closer to the 4 seed. It's not going to – it shouldn't cost you anything, but I still feel confident against the White Sox. Maybe they are motivated not to set some Major League Baseball single season loss record, but mm-hmm. I like the Padres at home over the White Sox, no matter how the White Sox are playing right now. But that's a fair point, Ben.
And the one thing that kind of plays against them is, say somehow, right, everything lines up. Could they clinch on Saturday?
Yeah.
Okay. Say they clinch on Saturday night, right? Mm-hmm. Crazy night. That Sunday is going to be the biggest hangover game ever. And it's going to be one of the situations where you're not going to have anybody out there of significance, but yet you have to like continue to play at a level where you got to get that four seed locked up.
Completely disagree.
Really? Why?
Because if they clinch on Saturday, they're 100% alive for the division. They're probably like two games out. They've won nine straight. If the Dodgers lose any game, you're within 2.5 games. You got them coming up on Monday. They're not going to punt on anything at that point.
I'm not saying they're punting on anything, John. I said like it's a
hangover. You just said you're going to sit everyone and they'll be hungover.
No. I never said sit everybody. I said it's going to be a hangover game. And how are they going to play in a hangover game? I didn't say sit everybody.
I don't think it'll be a hangover game because I think they think they
can. It's the White Sox. Who gives a shit anyway? Like they could play probably hungover and still beat them.
Maybe. I just think that they see the prize. If they keep this thing going, I think they're going for more than the four seed. I think they're getting the four seed.
I think they
can win the division, you know?
I think the playoffs are locked up. Get ready for October 2nd baseball not here at Petco Park, but the four seed now being two game and a half up, you're like pretty good.
Yeah, absolutely. I would be planning on October 2nd baseball Petco Park if I was a Padres fan, or hoping that they could somehow secure a bye with a remarkable come from behind rally over the final 11 games of the season, which again, you play three games against the Dodgers. So it's not like impossible. You're just gonna have to go beat the Dodgers in LA. By the way, what are they against the Dodgers this year? 8-3?
Yeah.
So that's pretty good. Every so often, thank you again. He says, I know you like Adam's whip, but Hoeing's is 0.75, Jim. Is that right?
Really? My boy Hoeing?
Hoeing's whip for the season is 0.75?
Jersey is in the cart.
That's crazy if that's accurate. I'm not looking it up, but
I mean, if there's one jersey I need to get, it's a Brian Hoeing jersey.
You want the Hoeing jersey?
Fuck yeah, I want a Hoeing jersey.
Get it, man, before that's the like, postseason.
That's like deep cut next level right there.
It really is. It really is.
I don't think they sell a Hoeing jersey. You have to buy it online.
Update. Luis Arraez jammed his right knee sliding into home plate. This is from AJ Cassavell. Just inflammation, he says. He thinks he'll be ready to go tomorrow, but needs to wait and see. Asked how he was feeling post-game. Arraez smiled and said, mad I struck out.
Yeah.
That's amazing. That was before he got hurt.
I know.
Zach says, thank you for the Superman. He says, by the way, Skeens lost tonight. Not my rookie of the year. I think this is pretty well set, isn't it? I mean, I don't think it'll be unanimous, but I think Jackson Merrill's put himself in a position where it'd be surprising if he didn't win it, right?
Let's match him up here, John. So Jackson Merrill on the season is hitting 290. Jesus.
Better than Skeens. Skeens isn't hitting 290.
With 24 home runs, 86 RBIs. 16 stolen bases, and he has an 826 OPS. Pretty fucking good. Because Paul Skeens is a pitcher, moron.
Right.
Paul Skeens on the season is 10-3 Ooh. With a 2.07 ERA.
Ooh. He has a 2.07. Are you sure?
I'm looking at it.
Oh, he might win this thing.
158 strikeouts and 126 innings pitched and a 0.98 whip.
Dude, I you know what? What scares me is because we're talking about this like it's a formality because everyone in San Diego knows who should win. And they watch. I mean, I'm telling you, nationally, it could be a toss-up. It could be a complete toss-up.
21 starts for Skeens this year. He might have two left in him.
Yeah.
Depends on how much they want to push him here. He pitched pretty well tonight. He pitched six innings, one earned run, seven strikeouts, one walk.
L.
And got the loss because the Pirates suck.
Because Pirates are trash. Jared, talking about Ling.
Oh, I like Ling. Give me some Ling numbers.
Is Ling start tomorrow?
No, Ling actually starts on Thursday.
Okay, so Ling Thursday, you're predicting six innings, five hits, One walk, one run, 8 Ks. No, seriously, is it Michael Ling tomorrow?
No, tomorrow it's Michael King tomorrow.
No, I know, that's my point. So he's saying King.
Michael Ling.
Thank you, Jared. We'll take that. 6 innings, one run. I think everyone will take that. Trevor, appreciate you, says, remember we were clinging to 0.1% chance last season. I think he got as high as like 0.6.
That was ridiculous. That was the dumbest shit ever.
So dumb.
God, I hated
so dumb.
I hated like seeing and hearing anybody try to fake that. Like, come on, man. Just give me a break. Be real.
Darnay, Lord help us. Here's a text from Darnay.
What did he say?
As soon as the Padres can clinch is Friday, that would require 3 wins and 4 Atlanta losses. So isn't the magic number 7? The Braves can get to 93 wins. Padres are at 86. Where's my math wrong? Here's what you're missing.
You want to join us, Darnay? You want to join the wrap-up show? Darnay.
Come on. Darnay. You've never done a wrap-up show. Be a man.
You want to join us? We got record numbers tonight. Come on. Come in.
I remember my first time on a wrap-up show.
Talk to the people. Let's go.
Here's where you're getting it wrong, because the Mets and Braves still have to play each other 3 times. So there's a guaranteed loss among those two teams, and that could be impactful as well. And I think the Mets are only a game higher. Where are the Mets and Braves in the standings, Jim?
They're tied. They are 3.5 back.
They're both 3.5 back?
They're both 3.5 back.
So there's your answer, Darnay, because they have to play each other and there's a guaranteed loss in there between the Braves and the Mets.
What if I told you weight loss is not about willpower, cutting carbs, or working harder in the gym, but instead comes down to flipping a specific switch in your body, one that helps flush out unnecessary calories? Heart surgeon and nutrition expert Dr. Stephen Gundry is revealing a new, simple, but insanely effective way to help get a slim, energized, and healthy body with no deprivation, restrictions, or fads. MCT Wellness can help you flip that switch yourself from the comfort of your own home. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. All you do is add a scoop to water and enjoy. Help unlock your body's potential by going to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy. Why do so many dogs die before their time? Actress and dog activist Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. Superfood Complete by Badlands Ranch is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including premium protein-packed beef, nutrient-dense organ meat, heart-healthy salmon, gut-healthy vegetables, and several superfoods vital to your dog's health. And because high-heat cooking can add unhealthy things to your dog's food, Superfood Complete uses air drying, so it gets cooked low and slow. This means it has the convenience of kibble, but the health benefits of whole foods. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible benefits, go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 right now to get up to 50% off your order and a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's BadlandsRanch.com/save50 today. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Join us, be a man. Sent you the link.
That's what I said, yeah. Sam.
Yeah. All right, everybody, let's get back to tweet at Darnay right now to come on the wrap-up show. Just tweet at Darnay.
Darnay. Darnay, why are you never on the wrap-up show?
Like, come on the wrap-up show.
Yeah, like
might be recording it on fire, though. Or might be doing it on fire.
Recording on fire at 10:30?
True.
Doesn't he have his...
Maybe he's doing the news. Maybe he's getting ready for, like, the...
Who cares about the
sports
news?
Sports rap.
Enough of the news. A little more YouTube, a little less job is what I would say to Darnay.
I don't disagree with that.
Okay, if you're here, because it's our adage. If you're here, please subscribe. Year-round content for Padres fans. So please subscribe. Smash the like button for us. What did he just say?
He said, I would, but I'm so behind.
Oh, my gosh. Dude, you've done it. You can do it in your sleep. Explain it to me like I'm five. We're on the air.
We're literally just, yeah, come on, man. For 5 seconds.
Get in here for 1 minute.
For 1 minute. That's all I want you for is 1 minute.
Just so one.
So we can explain it to you.
So we can explain.
And then we'll kick you out.
And then we'll kick you out. I don't know why I'm repeating everything you're saying. While he gets in here, please support our title sponsor, Mark Nimitz at Farmers Insurance. We can't do this without Mark. All right? Mark's been with us since day one. If you've got any insurance need, trust us. Mark is there for you. He's going to save you money. He's going to save you time if you ever need him. I've got homeowners, life, and earthquake insurance through Mark. He does auto and everything else as well. Everything under the sun. San Diegan, lifelong Padres fan. Click the link in the description down below. Get free quotes online or call Mark. He'll talk to you about the Padres. I filed a claim in 2022. He saved us thousands of dollars. He's a great insurance agent. Trust me. And he's been with us since day one. And if you support our work, please support a San Diegan and a lifelong Padres fan, the title sponsor of the wrap-up show since day one. Great service, great communication. He'll save you money. He's Mark Nimitz at Farmers.
Yep. All the information is on that ticker below. Yes. mnimitz@farmersagent.com. And you reach out to Mark. Let him know that John and Jim, the wrap-up show, sent you. Darnay is in.
Darnay, I know you only have one. We know you only have 1 minute. Can you hear us?
Yes.
Listen, we'll give you a quick plug. Where can people find you on Fryer Podcast? Subscribe. You're on YouTube.
NBC7 YouTube channel, usually on Thursdays.
You need your own YouTube channel. But he's also at Darnay Trip something on X. What are you?
At Darnay Trip. It's very easy. Trip.
I like that. Yeah. So follow him. Darnay, hear me out. The Mets and the Braves are both 3.5 back, right?
Are they?
Yes.
According to Jimbo.
The Braves lost and the Mets won today.
Jim, Mets lost today.
Mets beat the Nats on a walk-off?
Won, dude.
Didn't
Mets
Starling
won, Jim. What
then why is my thing right here say 3.5 or both?
Didn't Starling Marte walk off on the Nats today?
Jim is killing me.
Oh, he did. But hold on.
No, he's right.
My thing isn't updated, though.
But hear me out. So the Mets are 3.5 games out. Just hear me out. And the Braves are 4.5 out, right?
I believe so.
The Mets have 12 games remaining. The Braves have 12 games remaining, correct?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I know the Braves do as the last team out, so to speak, or the first team out.
Look at it like this.
Games, so that here's why it's 93.
Hear me out.
12 remaining.
Hear me out. Here's why it's 6, Darnay. If the Padres get to 92 wins.
And the Braves get to 93.
Yeah, but the Mets can't get to 92 in that scenario.
Because of head-to-head?
They play the Braves.
Boom.
So it's because of head-to-head that it's 6.
Yeah, because they would
have
to beat the Mets multiple times to get to 93. They'd actually have to beat them 3 times.
Okay, that thought briefly entered my mind, and it makes sense.
That's why it's 6.
Because one team is guaranteed to lose.
There's 3 guaranteed losses among the 2 teams, and they can't afford to take that many losses because both teams have to pass the Padres, not just one.
What are you showing me?
Whatever you're showing us, Jim, is not
I'm showing you that
anyone.
My stupid app hasn't updated, and it says the Mets and Braves have 81 wins, and they're 3.5 up. The Padres are.
The Mets are 82 and 68.
I know, Jim, but it doesn't work.
A little less blaming the MLB at bat app.
No. I'm blaming the MLB at bad app.
Okay, this has been very informative because I've been staring at standings for the last 15 minutes.
But just real quick for your audience, because I'm serious, because both of those teams have to pass the Padres. That's why.
No, I get that. I mean, I've just been looking at the Braves because, you know, they're the one that's, you know, has the lower win total now. But yes, head-to-head changes the math.
Do you want us to tune in at what time?
11 o'clock, NBC7. No. I mean 11:25, 11:20, something like that.
We're gonna still be doing this at 11.
Catch weather and then watch sports.
Oh yeah, yeah. We want to make sure it's gonna be 71 tomorrow.
I have this Padres magic number graphic that we made in 2022.
Can you show us?
I can't show it to you right now. The highest number was six. We started to use it at six, and I was like, oh, sweet, I'll recycle that tonight. Six. But then I started to get paranoid. I was like, wait a second, is it actually six? And so here
we screwed up last night and said nine when it was in fact eight.
It was in fact eight over.
Because of the math, because of the math that we're referencing tonight.
Yeah. All right. I have an actual job to do.
Oh, must be nice.
What are we? Chop
liver? You guys are going to give me grief when I was on for an hour until like 12:30 talking about the.
What do you think? You want to talk Memphis or? All right. We'll let you go.
Tulane? Anybody?
Later.
Bye. Thanks, Tony.
All right, let's get back to this. That was hilarious. Thanks, Darna. GJL Creative Studios, appreciate you, man. And again, guys, if you're here, please subscribe here on Content for Padres Fans. Simple as that. Postseason's coming in less than 2 weeks. You got to subscribe. He says, got to change Merrill's middle name to Roy.
Shouldn't it be
R-O-T-Y? Like Rookie of the Year?
Rookie of the Year?
But I do like that.
Right?
I like that. That's good.
Rookie
of the Year. Rody?
Yeah. Rookie of the Year.
Hendrick, appreciate you, man. He says, Jackson versus Jackson is Rookie of the Year contest. One guy isn't in pennant race. Brewers versus Padres rookies. No, I think it's Jackson Merrill. There's no way the Churio's winning this thing over Merrill. I'm sorry. He's had a very nice year, but he hasn't had Jackson Merrill's year. Give me a break.
I would think that the Rookie of the Year voting is going to go Merrill Skeens Churio.
Yep.
Now, don't get me wrong. He's had an amazing season, but Merrill's better.
Yeah, he's got no national pub comparatively.
Jackson Churio season, maybe in any other year, he wins Rookie of the Year. 273, maybe. 21 home runs, 77 RBIs, 20 stolen bases, and an 803 OPS. So, like, that's great.
It is.
Merrill's better.
Yeah, and on a... I was going to say a better team, but that's not true. But yeah, Merrill's been better.
Right, yeah.
Jared, appreciate you. He says, so Profar is my mom's favorite player.
There's a lot of mom's favorite players.
When he homered, she peed herself. This is a first for a super chat. Hit the ball so hard, she peed. Wow.
That's a little concerning, but okay.
Yeah, maybe get that checked out.
Yeah, don't want to pee every time Jackson... Jackson Profar, it's a home run.
Right, or you'd be peeing like 20 times or however many home runs he's hit this year. Thank you, Jared. The Fiery Friar, thank you for the super chat. He says Darnay is in the house. Yes, he was briefly. So I think we explained that really well, by the way.
You explained that really well.
Yeah, but Jim has no clue. I don't blame you. It's confusing. I got confused last night on it because of the head-to-head.
Whatever you tell me, I just go with because you're better than I am.
Believe me, it's accurate because... I've done deep dives on it, and it's dead set accurate. And they're clinching at home. I have conviction. They're clinching at home, which would be awesome. Clinching at Dodger Stadium is kind of cool.
But you don't want to have it happen like
when they clinch.
When they clinch or in a loss or like – I mean, I would love – don't get me wrong. I would love on Tuesday night, they're up at Dodger Stadium. They beat the Dodgers. They clinch, and the Dodgers have to wait an extra day to celebrate. But – at the same time, I wouldn't want it to them to celebrate against the Padres. If you can, so like, either have the Dodgers celebrate before, or they celebrate after,
or not celebrate at all,
or they don't celebrate at all.
Let's see here from Hendrick. Thank you, man. He says Mets have series left with Braves and Phillies. Yeah, these teams are not passing the Padres. I don't care what happens. Like the math on it, they're not going. Neither of these teams are going 12-0.
No,
why would they? They haven't done that all year.
Yeah. By the way, you know, you're looking at, I mean, they got 11 games remaining. I mean, dude, they close out like some crazy number, like 9-2. Right.
Right.
Shit, that's 95 wins.
If they go 9-2.
Yeah.
Jesus, that's like the second best season in franchise history.
Literally, I think might be the second best season in franchise history if they pull out a 9-2 stretch.
I mean, it's not outside the realm with the White Sox on there.
I mean, they go 9-2. I feel like 9-2 is you have a chance at the division because the Dodgers are 88-61. Now they're four up in the loss column. That's the big problem there. So you're going to need the Dodgers to lose a good amount, and they play the Rockies and the Marlins a bunch.
So. Yeah, no, you're right. No, it's uphill. To win the division is completely uphill, but it's not impossible, but it is uphill. Hendrick, appreciate you, man. He says, Mom just got back into baseball. She has Merrill mania, buying all his rookie cards and got a foul ball of his from Cease's no-hitter. What? That's pretty cool.
Wow.
So your mother is going out there like calling people like, yo, I need a Merrill Fleer. Like, I need a Tops Now Merrill catch card.
Yes. I need one of those graded at a 10, please.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. That's super cool. I think Merrill has become pretty popular, not just among moms. It's kind of weird, but I mean, among fans.
Yeah. This is such a phenomenon that has not happened here in like forever. You know, like 3 or 4 decades at least since Benito, and him being homegrown, first round draft pick, you know, he has that it factor to him. He has the look, the number, like the number 3 is just a cool number. He's a center fielder, right? He just clutch hits. The stats are eye popping. These aren't just like, you know, quiet stats. Like this is a loud season from Jackson Merrill.
Yeah.
And he has turned into the best center fielder in the National League.
It's amazing. Like, amazing.
Not just by like, subtraction of like, well, there's this guy's out or this guy's out, so this guy's not playing. No. Even with everybody out like playing, he's the best center fielder in the National League.
You can't disagree with it. The year he's put together, it's such an amazing year. Like statistically, and it's more than stats. That's the thing with Jackson Merrill, but statistically, it speaks for itself. You look at this year and you're like, holy crap, this year has been truly impressive.
Right.
Hendrick, appreciate you again. He says he met his mom in DC. She's hitting up the eBay.
All right. I don't.
Okay. All right. That's good to know. Speaking of, well, nothing. Do you want to remind our viewers of our friends over at Movaglobes? Make sure to pick them up while they're available. I don't know. It was a terrible segue. Segues are the worst, dude.
They're really so bad. They're hard to do. You're just like, okay, so.
Can I take people behind the curtain, Jim?
Sure. I'm sure people are dying to hear this.
Okay, here's what I'm going to say. Our old program director, Brian Long, he would be like, don't segue. I'm like, what do you mean? Have you heard this before?
No, fill me in.
I'll give you an example. He's like, people on radio think they have to do like radio and they have to like segue. When you talk to your mom, you're like, speaking of carrots. No, you just change the conversation and you continue on. You don't have to segue. You can just talk about the Padres, take a half second and be like, by the way, week 2 in the NFL, Deebo Samuel broke his arm.
Hey.
You don't have to be like, speaking of California teams, like nobody cares. Yeah. Like you don't have to put it all together at the point. And Deebo didn't break his arm.
He broke his leg, probably.
Maybe. Yeah. Anyway, if you want these, grab them. This company is based in San Diego. Technology founded in Cardiff by the Sea. They spin with artificial or natural light. These are Mova Globes. If you want 10% off, use promo code PWS10. Look at these puppies. Promo code PWS10. They have all 30 teams officially licensed. They also have planetary globes. I don't know if that's the right term. They have globes that are planets. So that's planetary globes.
That's good.
If you click the link in the description down below, you can get to the website. Get 10% off. Use promo code PWS10. Great, great company. We've got the Padres globes, Jim. We've got a couple other globes here as well. Check them out by clicking that link in the description down below.
Yeah, get one now. They're a great present. You can even buy one right now and stash it away for Christmas in a couple months. A family member or whoever, kids,
for Santa,
from Santa. Yeah. Hey, yeah. Santa brought you a Mova Globe. So get yours today. PWS10 is a promo code. Click the link in the description below.
Look at those things.
If you're a diehard Padres fan and you're watching this right now, you got to pick up a Mova Globe. These things are awesome. And I'm not just saying that because Mova Globe is on board with us. I truly think that these things are like super cool to have on a bookshelf or for memorabilia. or just, you know, wherever in the house. So pick one up today.
Pick one up today. I love it. Use promo code PWS10, get 10% off. PWS10. All right, back to the conversation. Please subscribe. You're on content for Padres fans. Padres magic number is 6. If you want to know why, rewind and look at our conversation with Darnay Tripp from 15 minutes ago.
Why hasn't the MLB app updated? It's stupid standings. Yet,
yes,
my question.
It has, you idiot. You probably are on iOS like 3.
I have a brand new phone.
Your phone sucks because...
Hold on.
Look.
Oh, it's updated now.
Oh, my God.
I said to reload the app. Sorry.
Are you kidding?
I was looking at it.
You got to like pull the thing. It's like Twitter.
I know.
Man. All right. David says he saw a pic in Musgrove's locker with Padres photoshopped over Sandlot, San Diego lot, movie poster, $20 bounty for a high-res pic of it. I can send sample from TV. Sure. Send it. Padres wrap up show at gmail.com.
Here's
have you seen
thing.
That, Jim?
I can't. No, I think I have seen something like that, but. You know, yeah, it's taboo to go in that locker room or that locker room, the clubhouse. Sorry.
And like, talk to the head coach.
You motherfucker. I saw locker there and I immediately said locker room. It's the clubhouse. If I went in that clubhouse and I started taking pictures of their stuff, I would be immediately thrown out. So you're going to have to
just go in there and start just taking photos of the players and taking video. And
well, you can take video of players from like scrums, but like,
yeah,
not...
if you're like appropriately, you can't take video of just their locker without the,
that's what I mean. That's what I mean. You can, the only video you can take in there is during a media scrum.
And you can never take photos.
Yeah. No photos with a PR person there. By you. A lot of times you go over there and they'll close their like locker. Like there's like a door, like a little compartment. They'll like close that and throw some stuff on the ground and make sure you don't see whatever. Like, yeah. So I can't go in there and be like, let's take a picture of what's in Joe's locker.
No, that's like a huge no-no, actually.
Huge no-no.
Like you're losing your credential.
Yeah.
that we don't that I do not.
So it doesn't matter.
Right. We don't have them, but. The point is the point. There's some
like that one time there. You took a picture of me in there, like the back of my head, and then I posted it. And then I was like, oh, we should take that down.
Did we get in trouble? And that wasn't the clubhouse. Where was that?
We were in the clubhouse.
I took a photo of the back of your head in the clubhouse?
Yeah, and then I posted it.
Oh, yeah, it was a really bad idea.
Yeah, you idiot.
Yeah. We have an amazing way of getting in trouble doing stupid things.
Yeah, because we're so bad.
So terrible. Look at us.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
We are just the worst. What else has happened here tonight? Have we like touched on everything that's happened? I feel like we haven't touched on anything.
No, we touched on a lot of things.
Did we?
Dude, I love this stat I just saw. Luis Arraez has struck out for the first time in 141 plate appearances. Javi Baez has struck out 64 times in 140 plate appearances.
Oh, that is crazy. That is truly crazy. Hold on real quick. Let me just see what our boy Kevin Acey, Padres insider, had to say about this thing. Just looking for any notes. I mean, the good news is Arraez sounds like he's fine because that's what he said post-game. That's really the only concern, right?
Yeah.
See here. You know, he's good. Darvish is really good, obviously. Yeah, that's basically what happened.
Yeah.
Arraez is quoted as saying, I feel better, he said after the game. I thought I got something there, but it's inflammation. It's no big deal. Let's see what happens when I wake up, but I'll be there. So he's fine. It's a little ouchy.
A little ouchy.
I did think, listen, the throw was unbelievable from left, but man, he was out by a mile.
Oh my God. I know.
Like, whoa. I mean, he was freaking out.
Yeah.
Like, he didn't get close to home plate. He never made it in the vicinity.
I know. It was like, holy shit, dude.
Like, leaps.
Like Leaper, bro. Like, no, it's not even close. Well, his
name freaking Thomas Lockridge, whoever this new guy is.
Thomas Lockridge. Who's Thomas Lockridge?
And Mr. 80 Speed.
Mr. 80 Speed. Holy shit. Mr. 80 Speed guy.
Bro Duke, what's up, dude? Thank you for the super. He says, what is the number one song you want the DJ to play in Petco during the playoffs?
Brandon Lockridge, my guy.
Gangnam Style.
They love playing that in the clubhouse.
I know. They do.
Like, can we maybe update?
I know.
Like the music to the 2024 playlist.
Right. What did they play throughout the 2022 postseason?
I think they played that too.
Did they?
Yeah, and you had Kim dancing everywhere, and
yeah, I'm kind of for the updating of music from year to year.
Yeah.
But whatever it takes. If they win the World Series playing Gangnam Style, amazing.
Yeah, who cares?
Nobody cares.
Nobody cares. For a long time, that clubhouse played a lot of Pitbull. Like, for whatever reason, when I was there every single night for like three straight seasons, there was a lot of Pitbull. I don't know why, but every time they would win, the doors would open up and it was just blasting Pitbull. I was like, what are we?
Because they were going like 72 and 90.
That's true. Yes, they were.
Do you think freaking Thomas Longenworth or whatever the hell his name is?
Lockridge.
Do you think Brandon Lockman Thomas is on the postseason? Do you think Locker is on the postseason roster?
Locker. I think that, you know, a guy that in his major league career has had two at bats. I don't know if he's going to be on the postseason roster.
Who are you taking over him? Wait.
I mean,
but he can run. He's a freaking gazelle.
It's okay. What if there is a situation where he has to have a bat in the postseason, John?
I'm told he's Dave Roberts in Dave Roberts. 2004.
Okay. Dude's got a stolen base in the seat.
He's not gonna have a situation where he has to freaking bat for himself.
What if what if they put him out there for defensive purposes and Suarez gives up a home run? They have to go to extras and then Lockridge is up there at the plate.
Then it's freaking Suarez's fault that Langerhans is in the game.
Robert Langerhans.
Yeah, I mean, they have an interesting decision with that last position player bench piece because they got Mr. Utility Wadey, and then they got freaking, you know, faster than the speeding bullet, Brandon Locker.
Brandon Locker. I'm truly not that concerned about the final spot on this postseason roster.
Either am I.
Like, it just, especially
that double switches.
Like, as long as Manny makes it on the postseason roster, that's all that matters. Like, get Manny on the postseason roster, make sure Jackson Merrill's on the postseason roster, and you're pretty good.
I like this question from Grit Squad. Grit Squad.
What up, Grit Squad? Those shirts sold like hotcakes.
What?
Those shirts sold like hotcakes. Continue.
Oh, yeah, those were big sellers.
Yeah, the printing agency is just sitting there like,
just waiting for an order to come in.
Just wait, like staring at the computer, waiting for some order to come in.
Just sitting there twiddling. What's gotten into you? What would your walk-up song be?
We bring the boom. That's what it would be.
That's what yours would be?
Yeah. You heard that song? Hold on, let me play this. Hold on.
I don't know.
Well, this would be my walk-up song.
No, don't play it. Do not play it. Do not play it. No, please do not play it. I'm serious.
I'm not playing a song.
Because of freaking copyright.
It's fine.
No. I'm muting you.
Come on, bro.
Bro, you know the copyright game as well as I do. It's not a fun game to play.
Bring the boom is not a dissemination or whatever. I don't know.
I don't know what my freaking, what would my song be?
Probably
row your boat. Coming up to the plate in a tie game.
That'd be hilarious.
Row your boat gently down the stream.
Jones picked it out for me.
What's that?
You're like, Jones picked it out for me.
Yeah. Oh, look who's in the chat.
Oh, Carlos.
Look at this. Someone screenshot that. That's like
no complaints.
Come on, Carlos. Not Suarez? Not Kimmy? Not well, Brandon Lockridge?
Hold on. Let's recap through everyone he hates. Kimmy's not playing.
True.
Campy's not even on the team right now.
True.
Suarez threw 8 pitches, got the save tonight.
True.
Musgrove didn't pitch. That's about it. I mean, those are the four right there that really piss off Carlos.
No, he said he's been critical of Schilte's bullpen use, I think.
Okay, so then
Adam Scott Suarez. I mean, that's...
yeah. So Morhone didn't pitch, and Matsui didn't pitch. So there you go.
I like it, Carlos.
Yeah.
He followed up by saying, if we have a good week, series versus Dodgers will be huge. I still believe the division is up for grabs. All right. Carlos is a believer. I'm a believer. I don't think it's likely. I believe it's possible. What are you laughing at?
I'm just imagining like the crowd is going ape shit. Right?
A, B, C, D.
Twinkle, twinkle, little star. How I wonder what you are. And everyone's just like fucking crazy. Like, yeah.
Like,
oh my God, dude. That's an ultimate like mind fuck right it's there for the flex. Opposing pitcher. You'd be like, what the hell's happening? They're playing the Twinkle alphabet. Twinkle?
The alphabet song.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G.
God.
Oh my goodness.
You know what's funny? In kindergarten, for them to get to go on the swings, they sing A, B, C, D 2 times, and that allows them to have the kid get off the swing. Like if you're waiting for a toy or a swing.
Off the
as
swing?
As opposed to saying, like, it's a way for them to share, as opposed to them being like, get off the swing, it's mine. They have to sing A, B, C, D 2 times.
Oh, okay.
You're playing with a toy, and I start singing at you. They don't even say anything. Jones just starts singing at like a kid. And then after he sings ABCD 2 times, the kid gives him the toy.
When he's like 25 years old, he's going to be like, ABCD EFG, like, give me that now.
Yeah, exactly. It's really funny.
Okay.
FR Paul Stone, thank you, man, for the super. He says, okay, here we go. Here we go, the magic number. Hold on. I think you're wrong about the magic number being 6. If the Braves beat the Mets 2-1, they can both get to 92 games. Yeah, but that's not good enough because the Padres get to 92 wins and they have a tiebreaker against one of them. Are we saying the three-way tie, they're out?
Three-way tie, they're in. They're over the Braves. Three-way
tie, they're in, Paul.
Yeah. They hold the tiebreaker over the Braves. They do not hold the tiebreaker over the Mets.
But are you telling me they have a three-way tiebreaker, though? Because three-way tiebreakers have different rules.
And they both play the same amount of games, so you're not worried about that extra game that's made up there.
Wait, how do you know they have the three-way tiebreaker? That's not
Braves?
A two-way. That's a two-way.
So they have a two-way tiebreaker.
A three-way tie changes rules of a two-way tie. But I'm pretty sure, Paul, that in a three-way tie, the Padres aren't the odd man out.
I need official word from like Major League Baseball on this. Like,
Paul, can you follow up without a super saying, why do you think they're out in a three-team tie? What's the tie-breaking scenario that has San Diego the third of the three teams in a three-team tiebreaker?
I'm like pretty sure that they've beaten the Braves in the season series and they lost to the Mets.
No, but you throw it all out if they're all tied with each other because there's no head-to-head when you have a three-way tie. See what I'm saying? Head-to-head doesn't apply in a three-way.
I don't.
<You're an idiot. laughs> Someone send that to like Aaron. Has he followed up? Hold on.
Where can you find this? I think someone actually tweeted at me today.
Can I see three team tie-breaking scenarios? So Rich thinks it's division record. Hold on. So in a three-team tie, they would revert to division. But how do you even do that, Rich? They're all in different divisions.
All right. Someone last night sent me Major League Baseball winning magic numbers.
Jesus Christ.
But this is yesterday's. Yesterday they were 8.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
I mean, Paul, hear me out. How are the Padres third in that three-team tie is what I need to know.
Yesterday, they were 8. I'm looking at playoffstatus.com.
I love that site.
And right now it says yesterday they were 8. Magic number was 8 for the 6th seed.
Right. And now it should be 6.
Yes, because the Braves lost.
Right. And they won, the Padres.
And the magic number for the 4 seed, I mean, that's at 9 right now, right? Because it was 11 yesterday. So, no, 10? 10 or 9?
What are you talking? I don't know.
But they have, they have 11.
Is this really happening, Paul? I agree with what you're saying, but is this really happening where the Braves beat the Mets 2-1 and both of those teams win every other game they play? Okay, here's the answer. Here's from Zach. Look at this. If the three clubs do have identical records against one another, then the team with the best intra-division record, see below, is the qualifier. Okay, Jim, what's the Padres' record against the Braves and the Mets combined?
Oh, shit. That's a great question, John. Okay, let's just look here.
This doesn't apply, though.
Mets? 1-2, 2-2, 2-5 versus, 2-5 versus the Mets.
This is such a good point.
And then I know it's not happening. So
it's not happening.
And they're 3-1.
Wait, this doesn't even matter.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
3-1.
It's intra-division record. What's the record?
4-3. They're 4-3. Against the Braves. They're 4-3. Listen, stop. They're 4-3 versus the Braves. All right. They are 2-5 versus the Mets. So they're
6-8.
6-8 versus the Mets. Which isn't good. Which is not good at all.
But they don't have identical records, though, because I don't even want to explain it. There's no three way. There's no three way to
happen.
It's not happening. There's no scenario
happening. This is we're talking about.
No, his point's valid. If we want to know the correct magic number, I agree, Paul. But I can't. That's a fair point.
No, I get it.
There's a website I've been going to today that says 6. Now, where's that site? I don't know.
Go to. Hold on. I got it sent to me. Go to playoff. It's not updated, but
we don't need to talk about three-way ties. But I mean, the point's valid. I get the point.
It says right here the Padres to get the 4 seed as of yesterday. This is going to go up. Had a 60% chance to get the 4 seed, a 6% chance to be the 6 seed, and they had less than a 1% chance at missing the postseason.
We'll deal with. There'll be a question, and Jim will be like, I really like steak. I'm like, it's not relevant.
Sorry, you want me to segue? I was just told not to segue. Just keep talking.
Oh, let's just keep going. I appreciate it from Paul. There's no three-way tie, I've decided, but I get your point. Crit Squad, thank you. Says, why isn't Shilty getting any hype for Manager of the Year? I think he is.
No, I think definitely he's up there. I do think our old friend Pat Murphy is going to get a lot of consideration in Milwaukee.
Sure.
And then I do think that in Cleveland, their manager, it's not Stephen Voigt. Is that Stephen Voigt?
Oh, remember we screwed that up. Who are you talking about?
Stephen Voigt is manager of the A's, right?
Stephen Voigt is not manager of the A's. He's manager of the Guardians.
Okay, Stephen Voigt. He to me is the, like, I love what Mike Schilt has done here, but dude, nobody had Cleveland.
Nobody. Wait, is manager by league or by?
Oh, it's probably by league. Yeah, National League. Okay, so Pat Murphy and dude, I'm off the rails, bro. Pat Murphy and what?
What were you saying yesterday? You're like, I don't know, I can't even deal. So I think he could win it. Is the point?
Luke Voigt. Who the fuck is the manager of the fucking Stephen Voigt? Yeah, that's not Luke Voigt. Stephen Voigt. Did I say Luke Voigt?
No, you said Stephen.
Luke Voigt.
This Stephen is hilarious Voigt. From Carlos. Look at this from Carlos. Thank you, man. He says, after further consideration, I just saw the box score. Remember,
there we go. Yes, horrible. Yes.
Need him to heat up. Shake my head. Also, is Profar getting hot again? If tonight's any indication, he is
4-for-4 night with a home run.
Pretty good.
Yeah, I'll take that.
Do you think Kotze gets any votes?
Mark Kotze managing the A's? No. Hey, remember when I was
in the White Sox right now? Grady Sizemore?
Remember when I was an idiot and I was like, yeah, maybe Profar hit seventh.
You're an idiot. you just sounded like Kawhi there.
Jerkson, Profar, sitting 407 his last seven games, John. Is that good?
Well, yeah, I mean, he had four hits tonight. It's probably hard to not be hitting 400.
True.
What are we talking about? What we should be talking about is playing Underdog Fantasy and using promo code PADSWRAP, PADSWRAP. Get a 50% deposit match up to $1,000. Best offer yet at Underdog. They've got NFL pick'ems going on right now. You can combine sports, play NFL games with Padres games. They've got highly discounted picks. They have gimme first picks for those that make a first-time deposit. All you got to do is use promo code PADSWRAP. That's PADSWRAP, NFL, Major League Baseball, WNBA, all sports. Play the pick'ems. It's simple. It's easy. It's the best and easiest place to play fantasy sports. You can win hundreds of times your money in a single night. Use promo code PADSWRAP, PADSWRAP. Click the link in the description down below. Get that 50% deposit match and do it right now.
Yeah. QR code right there. Scan the QR code. Use promo code PODSWRAP. Football season's underway. They give heavily discounted plays each and every single week. So download the Underdog Fantasy app. Use promo code John and Jim. Or sorry, wrap up show. I am. My head is somewhere else. Sorry. PODSWRAP. Use PODSWRAP. PODSWRAP. PADSWRAP. John is going to kill me.
That has nothing to do with this. I'm just going to kill you. What are you talking about?
Dude.
Where's your mind?
My mind is on John and Jim show.
Is it?
Yeah.
Why? What happened?
I don't know. It's fine. PADSWRAP. Use promo code PADSWRAP.
PADS. One word. No, PADS. P-A-D-S. How many people have signed up using PODS?
Jeez. PODS. Yeah, there we go.
All right, let's do this again tomorrow. First of all, if you haven't subscribed to John and Jim on YouTube, let me find that, Jim, for people. Let me find that. Because if you haven't subscribed to John and Jim, we've got Padres content for you during the day from 3 to 6 every single day. And by every single day, I mean Monday through Friday.
Yeah.
And so make sure you subscribe.
It's like a whole show.
Whole show. Completely whole show.
Whole show. Whole show.
To John and Jim. So I just put the link in the chat. So if you wouldn't mind subscribing over there, we're with you tomorrow. Good show lined up on John and Jim talking Padres baseball, obviously. So join us 3 p.m. iHeartRadio app. It's a great way to listen. YouTube's a great way to watch it. Or San Diego Sports 760, of course, is a great way to listen. Then tomorrow night, we'll be back with you on the wrap-up show. If you haven't signed up for our Discord channel, or server, it's called, Jim. That's what the cool kids call it, even though you've never been in there. Click the link Click the link pinned at the top of the live chat and join our Discord server. That's where Padres conversation continues 24/7, 365. Great time to do it with the postseason about to get underway. If you haven't joined us on Discord, please do it. There's a couple hundred of you over there, so please do it by clicking that link pinned at the top of the live chat or the link in the description down below. Subscribe, all right? The season's almost over, folks. Like, season's almost over. Now is the time to subscribe. Please, you're on content for Padres fans. Smash the like button for us. I wonder if we get 500 likes on this video. We can with your help. can follow us on X at John Schaefer, at Jim Russell SD. Thank you for the super thanks. If you're here on replay, we appreciate that as well. Thank you to our partners, Mark Nimitz at Farmers Insurance, our title sponsor. Can't do without Mark. If you want to save money on your insurance, let Mark help you. Mova Globes, 10% off with promo code PWS10. That's right. PWS10. Get 10% off. And Underdog, we told you the promo code is PODSWRAP, PADSWRAP.
How's your P? Real quick before we go, how's the Brita? Non-existent? You threw it away. You returned it. Returned it.
I don't believe it anymore. I've decided that the water's fine.
Okay. Well, have fun drinking shit water.
I literally like... Now my son is paranoid about it. He's like, can I have water? And I'm like, yeah, let me go get it. He's like, not sink water. I want the clean water. I'm like, oh, my God.
Whoopsies.
Have fun drinking. My water's fine. What's a number of 30 or 40? It's not going to. By the way, where's that? I got to bring that blue thing back to you. I don't know where it is.
Great. I'll never see that thing ever again.
I'll get it back to you.
I'll never see that thing ever again. And then Aaron's going to ask for it.
No, I haven't.
She'll be like, where is it? I'm like, John has it.
If I know Kristen, she probably took that thing and threw it into the Pacific Ocean. She hates that thing so much.
Probably because it's like ruined her week.
She's so mad about it.
She's like, I can't believe Jim was concerned about our water. Our water is flying out of the tap.
How does it smell tonight? Good? No, please look what Daniel said.
It doesn't smell at all. Knock on wood.
Oh, everything's great. All right, guys. We'll see you tomorrow. John, Jim, and then back here on the wrap-up show. Thanks, guys.
So, bye.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.